nearest lorry. After we went into the line on the western side of the island, the regiment stayed in continuously from the 10th or 11th day until the 35th day. The casualties were very high. The land looked like a section of the moon. It is impossible to describe the ruggedness of the cliffs and land on the northern half of the island. From about the middle of the island to the northern end on the west side, the cliffs ran diagonally across the front of our lines. There was a cliff about every 40 or 50 yards. They averaged about 100 feet in height and were made of hard, sulfurous clay, a dirty yellow in color. There was no vegetation on them, and the bombs, artillery shells, and naval gunfire shells had knocked off large chunks of this rocky clay. In each side of one of these cliffs were innumerable caves. Some of these cliffs had as many as 40 caves on each side. Some of these caves went down 40 or 50 feet, and the Japs had carved out large rooms down there. Some of them were 40 or 50 feet square. Most of the caves were connected with several others by tunnels. All of these caves had Japs in them. It was impossible to get them out with artillery or mortar fire. The only way our men could advance was for fire teams to fire continuously into the mouth of the next cave, while flamethrower men worked their way through to burn them out. This was followed by demolitions teams who made their way to the cave with TNT charges and blew up the cave mouths, sealing off the Japs in them. Most of the time, the caves were situated so the Japs could cover each other. In that case, our men had to work on several caves at the same time. Then the Japs would run through the tunnels and out into the caves on the other side of the cliffs. When our men reached the high ground of the cliff ridge, they had to fire on caves on the opposite cliffs, while the men worked their way down the reverse slope of the cliff they were on to get to the Japs below them. There was no other way to accomplish this. I did not go up to the front lines any more than I had to. It was frightful there. Every few days I went up with Colonel Williams, but not any more than I had to. Bullets came from every direction up there, through crevices in the rocks, and the Japs were constantly lobbing mortar shells and knee mortars over from behind the next line of cliffs. I used to go up into the battalion supply distributing points every day. They were 200 to 400 yards back. Once in a while, I would go up to the company command posts with the battalion supply personnel. These CPs were from 30 yards to 100 yards behind the front lines. Every time I went up there, I got sick at the stomach. We'll write more next letter. Love, Red.